Who hasn't thought about owning a bar in Las Vegas? The entertainment capital of the world. Everything goes. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. You've heard of all the marketing ploys. But I got to tell you, Las Vegas, when it comes to the bar business, can be the absolute real deal. I happen to have just moved from Vegas, or moved to Vegas about 6 months ago from Washington, D.C. I've been really lucky to live in some great cities. D.C., Baltimore, Atlanta, Nashville, Tennessee. Spent a lot of time in Central America. But I love Vegas. Vegas is so different. The market's so unique. There's 2 million permanent residents in Vegas, and growing, by the way. But there are 45 million annual tourists. Think about that culture. 2 million people live here permanently. 45 million people come visit. And the average stay of those people, 4 days. They're in, they're out, they drop their money, they're looking to have a good time. And more often than not, they're here to celebrate something, or they're here conventioning with their companies or network marketing and all that stuff. There's just a lot going on in Vegas. So when it comes to bars in Vegas, there's two different kind of bars. And before I get into these specifically, there's the bars on the Strip, which, you know, the glitz, the glamour, 24/7. I mean, you can get the best steak cooked by the best chef at 5 o'clock in the morning in Las Vegas. And you really can't do that anywhere else. Maybe New York. But really, it's Vegas when you really, really want that stuff. Then there are the bars that cater to the permanent residents here of Vegas, that 2 million plus crowd growing a lot. I think I read something like almost 10,000 people a month now moving, relocating to Vegas. And Vegas, too, also has that permanent, semi-permanent type of crowd, similar maybe to Florida. It's a lot of people here that are living here 3 to 6 months a year, and then they're kind of RVing out, whether they're going to the mountains of California. It's similar to Florida on the East Coast. Growing up in D.C., there was a lot of the snowbird factor, so people would take off and go to Florida for 3 or 4 months. Sort of happening in Vegas, too. But listen, there's a lot of disposable income in Vegas, and that is getting higher and higher. And a large portion of the crowd here in Vegas, the people that live here, they work down at the Strip, or they're unionized at the bars. There are unions here that you can join when you work down on the Strip, and you're bartending, or you're in that hospitality business. Well, when those people get off, because Vegas is a 24-hour-a-day life, you know, working life, those people need to go party, and they spend their money, and they gamble. So the bar opportunity in Vegas is really a very unique one. Bar business is tough wherever you go. That's never going to change. But some of these are really kind of interesting. Here's one I pegged. I thought it was kind of cool for a couple of reasons. This restaurant and bar, looks like they're asking $299,000. By the way, the bar business, let me tell you, is probably the number one bar and restaurant, number one business. Areas of opportunity that you can negotiate. I don't know anybody, and I know a lot of guys, I have a lot of buddies that own bars and have bought bars and sold bars. I don't know anybody that's gotten or sold full price. Anybody. I'm telling you, it's if you like to negotiate, this is the area, the business you want to be in. All right, so this bar, it's a neighborhood tavern. It's got gaming. And so what that means in Vegas is when you got gaming is you have the machines in the bar, whether it's video poker, video blackjack, keno, or whatever. But with that, you've got to stay open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is a good thing. How many bar owners in other cities would go, God, if I could just stay open 2 hours longer, I might be able to make some money. Or if I could serve booze 3 or 4 hours earlier, I could make some money. In Vegas, that's not a problem. So this bar has gaming. Full menu, looks like pool tables, darts. They say, cause I don't have the name of the bar, but this, I'm going to post, by the way, the ad, we will tweet it out at For Sale Podcast. And then you can go to our Medium channel on medium.com and look at For Sale Podcast. But, they're saying this is a iconic piece of Las Vegas. So this must be an, fairly well-known area. Neighborhood tavern, if I had to guess, I'd say it's in the Henderson area. Say it's been around for 30 years. Love that because, actually, I'm lying. They're saying it's in the Northwest area. Maybe they're lying. Over 4,000 square feet. Let's look here. Lounge, meet, eat, drink, and play. So 15 slot machines. The sellers are part-time, so they're pretty much absentee is what it's saying. Seller's going to want proof of funds, financial information. Everybody says that. But here's the deal. If you're looking for a well-established turnkey bar, because this bar is open and operating and it's licensed, it's got everything you need, 4,000 square feet, sort of like that. Some of these bars get themselves in huge trouble. You know, they'll go get an 8,000 to 10,000 square foot place, and then their bills come and they go, how do we keep the lights on and keep the place air conditioned? We can't afford it. These owners will finance $200,000 down is what they're looking for. So it looks like they're going to, finance $100,000. At least that's from what they're asking. You know, you'll want to beat them up on the initial finance number, but the overall number is really what you want to go after. They'll finance the rest of the balance for 3 years at 8%. No thanks at the 8%. I wouldn't take that. But so it looks like they've done some recent improvements, $100,000 in improvements. Monthly rent, very, very important. You know, I always tee off on the rent. Monthly rent, $8,000, really pretty fair. Pretty fair for the Vegas area. I mean, regardless of the exact address, a 4,300 square foot place with a rent of $8,000, and you've basically got everything you need, total turnkey, not bad. Now, here's the big question, which hasn't been mentioned in here. How long is the lease for? Because if you've got another year or two, what are you going to do? I mean, how are you possibly going to make your money? And of course, the asking price of this business or any business, I don't know. Actually, we're pulling it up right now. Oh, I got it. Look at this. Gross income, cash flow. So assuming all this is legit, and I would imagine it is because there's no point in posting this, when somebody comes along and hopefully they're smart like you and I, and they ask these real questions. So gross income, a little over $500,000, but the cash flow, and that's what you want because that's what you have to strike against what you're going to pay for the business at $120,000. So you're looking at about almost 3 years for your cash flow to basically get your money back. And you can't include in that because we don't know what it'll fizzle out to be, but the rent and, we don't have the numbers on the utilities, labor. And those are questions you got to ask yourself. Are you going to be an absentee? Or are you going to be hands-on? I just think really, if you're getting into the bar business, just getting into it, you've got to be hands-on. If you've got tons of lettuce and tons of resources and money's just packing and stacking and you know people and people that you can seriously trust, and by the way, that doesn't always mean family, it just means people you can trust. I've seen a lot of disasters with family and restaurants and all businesses, but this could be an interesting situation because I do like the rent. Asking price at $300, cash flow $120, if everything were to stay the same, you know, you're about 3 years. And again, I love this business for the negotiation factor, but I also like that this business has been here since 86. And, you know, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, this owner wasn't involved. That doesn't mean the people that are working there aren't good. But if the owner's not there, is what they're calling a part-time owner, what does that say to the staff? I mean, what about the direction and the management? A lot of things we don't know here. But for Vegas, for bars, I think it's a pretty interesting deal. You know, all my stuff is interesting. I there's something about it that interests me, so that's why I kind of do the podcast and I talk about businesses and items for sale and what kind of deals they are because they have interest. They're not all fantastic. Some of them are absolutely amazing. Others just have an interesting factor, and that one I think is pretty good. Here's one more bar, and I got to tell you, so the first one, $300,000 is what they're asking. This bar has some sincere challenges, but if you're looking to get into the business, bar business in Las Vegas, limited funds, but you're willing to work your ass off, here's a deal for you. The price on this is $85,000. It's a local neighborhood bar, but the previous owner has lost the gaming license. The landlord is controlling the space. Now, here's why this is great news for you. Because the landlord doesn't know how to run bars. The landlord knows how to rent buildings and rent space. So this person has the space, and they're trying to get rid of it, which means they are ready to deal. And they're looking for someone who knows what the hell they're doing or is willing to learn in a hurry. Here's the other interesting thing about this bar, okay? And by the way, this does not have, the Nevada gaming law. So you're going to have to figure out, do you want to be a gaming bar? Do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? Do you just want to be kind of a neighborhood bar, a sports tavern? And you have to make those determinations because you and the landlord have to get together, and that'll stipulate some things on the lease. But this bar, which they referred to in the ad as a Cheers-type bar, and kind of a casual sports fan to the diehard fanatic. So this is their verbiage, casual sports fan to a diehard fanatic. I never get caught up in all that stuff because that's one person evaluating who their clients are. But at the end of the day, it looks like they have a following from people who watch sports, which is always great for a bar. But here's also what's great. There's no kitchen in this bar. Here's why I think this is really good, especially if you're just getting started. This is a minimal amount of funds to jump into this place. And by the way, since you're dealing directly with the landlord, you may be able to say, look, I don't want to come to the table with any money. Why am I buying a bar directly from the landlord just so I get the opportunity to pay a lease? Because that's really what it is. I look at this as an $85,000 cover charge to then just start paying the lease. That doesn't mean it's not a great deal. You can negotiate that. But there's no kitchen. That saves you a lot of problems with the health department, with a hood system, with cleaning, with maintenance. The bar uses other restaurants in the center to prepare and deliver food to the bar patrons. Again, straight from the ad. But that is kind of a cool way, especially if you're jumping in, if you're just jumping into the business. That's kind of a cool way. You're going to learn some things doing that, and it's going to free up some initial short-term cash. The lease is 2,400 square feet, $4,300. You see why I like the other one, really, the first ad? A lot, because the size of that to the lease. Now look at this deal. It's sort of on par. So I mean, this one actually is smaller, but again, you're not paying $300,000 to get into. But that's why I like both of these opportunities. The lease ends in 2021 with 2 5-year options. Here's the deal with that. Forget the 5-year options, because if they're his options, it doesn't really matter. Everyone wants to throw an option in there, but whose option is it? 2021, here we are. So you're talking about 5 years left. It's not enough. I would just firm up the first 5-year option and then just do a straight 10-year lease and then make the second 5-year option. If you want to keep that his option after 10 years, you can. Again, I hate options because whose option is it? I mean, at the end of the day, if the landlord can just say no, then forget it. So a gaming, a liquor license, you'd have to look at that. You'd have to figure out with the landlord the feasibility of getting that. What happened? Why don't they have it? Why did the previous tenant lose the gaming license? You'd have to look at all that. But I sort of like this deal, walking in at 85, which, by the way, I would not walk in at 85. But you're dealing directly with the landlord. What a great opportunity. Because at the end of the day, this guy just wants to get the doors open. The other tenants in the building are like, my God, we got this empty hole of a space. And if you are looking to get in the bar business, Las Vegas, doing that whole scene, this could be very cool. And again, they're not asking for millions and millions of dollars. You do have some challenges with this, a little more than the other one, but they're not really financial challenges. It's more about why did the place shut down, the reputation, how much inventory is in there. I mean, did the other guy take everything? So those are the things you have to look at. But those are two pretty interesting opportunities that businesses that are for sale right now in Las Vegas. We will post the ads on our Medium channel. You can go to medium.com and you'll see the episodes for bars for sale in Las Vegas. Also on Twitter at For Sale Podcast. And of course, you can always email us for sale podcast at gmail.com.